The Giants looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Pirates. Already 2-0 San Francisco in the third. Buster Posey looking for more with two men on, facing Jameson Taillon.
The pitch is a curve hit to right center field.
And he can't get to it.
Coming around third is Spann. He'll score. 3-0 Giants. Joe Panik coming up with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Panik hits a drive to right center field.
And he's definitely not going to get it. It's a bases clearing triple for Joe Panik. 6-0 Giants.
First and third, nobody out. Nunez hits a drive down the right field line toward the corner. It is going to be into the first archway. Bumgarner in to score, racing around third span. And all the way to third is Nunez. It's 8-0. The 0-1 pitch, that one's ripped into right field. This time Belt's going to drive in a run. Nunez will come in to score. 9-0 Giants.
Don't take a guy out of the game and then give him a hug just because you're going to take him out. It may be that the Giants have made some type of a transaction, and I'll bet it is. It's a great shot of how your teammates feel about you.
The Giants snap a two-game skid, winning at 11-3. Madison Bumgarner notches his first win of the season, allowing one run in five frames. During the game, as you saw, Eduardo Nunez traded to the Red Sox for two minor league pitching prospects, Sean Anderson and Gregory Santos. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke about Madison Bumgarner picking up his first win of the season.
He did a nice job. It's good to get him on the board with a win. And I can tell you this, I'm sure he's glad to get that taken care of, too. We just had a real nice lead there, and Stratt was fresh. This was his start day in Sacramento, so, you know, once he went five, that was far enough. And just as Chris piggybacked him and finished the game, and couldn't have worked out better, really, and just gave us a chance to give Madison a little break. You know, he's just now getting back, what, his third start or so. So, it's nice to have a lead like that. That allows you to make a few moves, get Buster out of there, get Spann out, and give some other guys at bats.
What were your thoughts on Stratton tonight?
Hey, good job. You know, he got into a couple jams there, but got a big double play ball. Had good stuff. He gave us four innings there. He gets a save for it, so good for him. But it's good to have him up here to help out because we still have some guys in that pen that need a break, and so it's nice to give them just some extra rest. And now Chris, he'll need 2 or 3 days off, but couldn't have worked out better, really.
Chris, can you talk at all about the trade that was made earlier?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't talked to Bobby Evans yet, but. I can talk about Nooney. I can't tell you about who we got because I really haven't had a chance to sit down with him yet because of the game. But Eduardo, just did a nice job for us. He was a lot of fun to have around on the club. He's very talented, and that's why a lot of clubs wanted him. Can run. He's a good hitter. He can play anywhere, shortstop, third base, outfield. So he was getting a lot of calls. So I'm going to miss him because this guy was exciting. He gave me a lot of options with his versatility, but just a fun guy. He played the game with a passion. Was always laughing, smiling in the dugout, having fun with guys, kept guys loose. So we'll miss him. We really thought a lot of him, and wish him the best, and told him that when I had to take him out there and send him upstairs here. But great job he did for us.
Kind of an emotional moment there, the players all hugging him, and that hasn't happened too often.
Yeah, it doesn't. And this is that time of year, and you spend a lot of time with each other, and it's not easy for these guys, and they know that. Something was probably going to happen, especially with Nooney. In fact, they were kidding him every day. You still here. But he's going in a place, going to a very good ball club. He's got a chance to get to the postseason. So I'm happy for him. And he'll help that ball club. I can tell you that. So hopefully our paths will cross again.
What do you expect at third base? I mean, could this mean Sandoval's here sooner rather than later?
No, we're not going to bring Pablo here until we think he's ready. I'll sit down with Bobby once I'm done here. We're facing three lefties down there in L.A., so, you know, the unfortunate part of this is Jay just went down. But, you know, because of the trade, you can't bring him back up. So we'll talk about who can come up here and help us.
Nice to see the offense get going today.
No, we have done that a lot. It is nice, especially in this ballpark, and everybody was doing something to help out there. And of course, Panic, you know, that's a huge, three-run triple there. But really, everybody, even little things. Hernandez, ground ball, just get a run in. But Span, Nooney, doubled there, knocked in a couple. Buster, Bell. It's good to see Belts swing the bat better tonight. Crawford. It was, throughout the lineup, we had somebody did something to contribute.
Joe Panic spoke about the offense breaking out for 11 runs.
Yeah, you know, Madison did a good job, throwing the ball tonight, and we got the timely hits we needed. It's always good to score some runs and get out to a big lead, especially when you got your horse on the mound, so it was definitely a good one tonight.
For you personally, Joe, you had a three-run triple. That's always, to me, the most exciting hit is a triple. What did you feel was the difference for you guys tonight? You just seemed looser at the plate.
There really is no difference. I'm be honest with you, when you get runners on base and you have more opportunities, good things will happen. You just got to keep putting pressure on the defense and the pitching. To be honest with you, there's nothing different tonight from the other nights in our attitude, approach, anything. It was just, we executed tonight.
You talked about your horse, Madison Bumgarner. I know it's really good to have him back. Just his third start back since he was injured. What did you see from him tonight? He looked very sharp.
Yeah, he right from the start, he was throwing strikes. He was getting ahead of their hitters. And anytime you could do that, you could use all of your pitches. And, he was locating. So for him, it was really nice to see him, get off to a good start like that.
Last but not least, we saw everybody give Eduardo Nunez a hug. No official word yet from the Giants, so I'm not going to put you in that position. But will you share with fans the kind of person and teammate Eduardo Nunez is?
Awesome guy. He's always got a smile on his face, no matter good, bad. He's just a great teammate, a great person. And, we'll see what happens. But, it's definitely been a lot of fun playing with him over the past year.
Up next, the series finale against the Pirates on Wednesday. Jeff Samardzija takes the hill.